baby. Here I am, a man on the scene.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
Hey, everybody.
We're going on some tangents here. We're having some fun, talking a little philosophy, a little bit of survival of the fittest. We're talking about the mentality that Aaron Rodgers has, better than everybody, because he's better than you. And better than ever, because everybody else in the room is masked. Why do I have to be masked? Because it's totally fine for me. Thank you, peasants, for wearing your masks. I appreciate that, you little people. Slippery Pete is at it again. We've also talked about how Build Back Better is working. The jobs numbers are up, and the unemployment numbers are down. I wonder if Joe Biden's going to run around and say black unemployment at least 50,000 times between now and the next week.
He did note that... unemployment levels for Hispanic Americans were down, and he was apparently that was one that was significant. The unemployment rate was significantly higher there in recent numbers, and so there was a downtick there. And he did note that, but I don't think he's going to be consistently saying it constantly, like what you just referenced.
Yeah, good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but
good.
And as we mentioned on Monday, this month, the month of November, is Native American History Month. I believe here in the state of Wisconsin, but I don't know if that's a nationally recognized. I'll have to get back
to that. Well, it is now, because we are being recognized here and in California as well.
There we go.
At least in the leftist coast, not in Chico, California.
Right, in KGOE on the coast in Eureka, California.
Chico is nowhere near the coast.
Right. Eureka is, though. Eureka is on the coast.
Yes, we're Eureka. Learning. We found information.
Yes, here in Madison, there was a news story where in June, a recreational dive took place, scuba dive in Lake Mendota, one of the four lakes here in Madison that mm-hmm. give us our isthmus, which is...
get in the way of the roads.
In June, there was a piece found that was pretty well buried underwater, and it was, in fact, a 9th century dugout canoe from the natives that were living here back in the 800s. So this is a 1200...
it's all one solid piece of wood,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Yes, it is one piece, it is still a whole canoe, and it was brought out this week. They brought it up from the bottom of Lake Mendota, and it is now the oldest... single ship or forget the terminology that they use, but it is the largest and oldest
single person vessel,
not largest, oldest vessel that was found that floated once on Lake Mendota, and so that is a 1200 year old canoe that was found and brought up from the bottom of Lake Mendota this week. And I thought
that's
that was
crazy.
Yeah, it's they did carbon dating for it, and now they're putting in they're preserving it, because the way that it was buried underground was what was preserving it. Now that they brought it up, they're like concerned. So like the Wisconsin Historical Society is in route preserving it right now, which is, I think, really cool. So
that is pretty darn awesome.
Yeah,
it's a lot less actual art. Being Indiana Jones isn't all as cool and sexy as it is.
It's cooler
in real life than actual jumping around. Maybe nobody got shot at while getting it, but the actual artifacts itself are pretty darn awesome.
Yeah, they had like archaeologists that were in the scuba gear too, going down there to make sure it got preserved on its way back up. And I was like, that's a fascinating job. Like, that would be a lot of fun. But we got Dick from Madison joining us on the lines, and you can be like Dick. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. What's on your mind today, Dick?
All this stuff with Biden and the Democrats is pretty amazing, because it's the same as that happened to Obama. I mean, think about this last 9 months of his presidency, or 10 months, whatever it is. This is all being done without any help whatsoever from Republicans. In fact, trying to take away from anything he's doing. And another statistic, what he needs is a PR czar that goes out there and pumps up everything they've done. I heard today on Stephanie Miller's show that he has created more jobs in this amount of time than W did in 8 years, and then Trump did in 4. So for that 12-year period, he's already created more jobs. Now, why they're not out on the soapbox every day telling people, I don't know.
Well, I got to say, Dick, you got to keep in mind that a lot of people lost their jobs during the pandemic, so the numbers are going to be skewed that way. But again, that never stopped the Republicans because they, let's say Walker, he cut the education budget way low. And then when they added more, but not even close to what they had before, they said it's the largest historic increase in
yeah,
education
because it
funding
followed
ever.
The largest decrease. Yeah, that's yeah,
exactly.
Numbers can be manipulated that way.
Again, you got to keep in mind that this is during a pandemic, but again, it has been built back. I wouldn't count. I would put an asterisk next to a record, but I'm still not saying that it's a bad thing at all.
No, and another thing that ought to be outed is DeSantis and Abbott. What do you think is going to happen, guys, when they really get to the bottom of how they're counting COVID deaths? I still don't trust anything that comes out of Florida, and I think both of them are just about the most evil people on the face of the earth, along with Trump.
I mean, yeah, they don't seem to care about their own people. Separate, I mean, Abbott has shown it separate from the completely separate from COVID and separate from the abortion thing. Look at the power grid situation.
Oh yeah, we're about to go to another winter, and I don't think they modernized that power grid in Texas.
Nope.
Thanks for the call, Dick. We really appreciate it. You could be like Dick. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. And then one thing I'd just like to point out, yesterday was Francesca Hong, State Representative Francesca Hong's birthday, and so I attended the little party that was thrown at Giant Jones Brewing here in Madison. Great little craft microbrewery. Check it out if you've not been. Their Belgian triple was delicious. But I also got to take a photo with the Larry O'Brien trophy because it was there
for the
representative's birthday. And so I got to actually touch the Larry O'Brien NBA championship trophy for the Bucks 2021 season. And
good for you.
It was really cool. So
that's pretty darn awesome.
It was a highlight of my week. And when I think about Aaron Rodgers now, I kind of be like, well, I don't need to care so much because I got a better MVP that's actually encouraging vaccinations on his team with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Oh. So,
it's
a nice little silver lining, but
that's pretty awesome, man. Would you consider yourself more of a mover or a shaker now?
probably a mover. I don't know. I don't think I shake very well.
I'm definitely a shaker, mostly because I have a like. They keep telling me, please stop moving your legs, Brian. Please stop moving your legs. Because I got one of those, like, you know, leg jumping things.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Oh, geez, man.
It's bad.
All right.
And I'm huge. So, you know, when I move the momentum on my legs, it's pretty darn bad.
Fair enough.
But I guess it just makes my legs so much stronger than everybody else's. And that's why I am more fit to live and better than everybody else, because I have stronger legs.
Survival of the fittest.
Yes, this is dueling. The most important thing.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Thank you so much for everybody calling in. I really appreciate it all this week. I'm going to be flying solo, but I'm going to be breaking some news potentially on Monday. So I hope you have a good doctor's appointment, Brian. And
I hope so, too. I hope the procedure goes well.
Yeah, man. So this is Dueling Tangents. You can check out the podcast of this great show and all of our previous shows at devilradio927.com. But have a great weekend, everybody, and happy daylight savings. That's on Sunday, so make sure you fall back.